Perek Ches Pasik Ches. Achoy Slanu Ketana Vishodayim Einla. We have a sister, and she does not have breasts. What can we do for our sister on the day that she is spoken of? So we have over here a whole collection of interpretations. Let's start with the Mitzudos David. Basically, the Mitzudos David is going to take the next three psukim, pasuk, really not only three, maybe more, three or four psukim, and he develops a theme. There's a theme, there is an idea being expressed, and that is basically over here the connection between the Aseres HaShvatim and the two Shvatim. It's one of the famous it's a pasuk in I think Yecheskel, and it's developed into a kina on Tisha B'Av. That's the only kina we say twice. We recite it at night. The same exact kina you say at night, and it's one of the last kinas that you say that kina at the end by day as well. So it's the theme. It's a conversation. There is a conversation between Ahalah and Ahaliva, between the Aseres HaShvatim and the two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin. The Mitzudos David takes that Yehuda and Binyamin. The Aseres HaShvatim against the Yehuda and Binyamin. So there's a conversation. Each one claims that their sorrow, the pain that they have in Galus, is greater than the other. Here we have something similar. We have over here the two Shvatim and the ten Shvatim. The two Shvatim are still in Eretz Yisrael, and the ten Shvatim have been lost. Ten Shvatim have gone into exile about 200 years before the Korban Bayis Rishon. And there's a question, there's a discussion if the Aseres HaShvatim will ever one day return to Eretz Yisrael. But here we find a very beautiful idea according to the Mitzudos David, where the two Shvatim are advocating on behalf of the ten Shvatim. The two Shvatim are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we have brothers, we have ten Shvatim, they're lost, they've gone into exile, maybe you can do something for them, you can help them. And Hashem says, well, let's see how bad the situation is. And if the situation is not so bad, then I will indeed redeem them. But if they have sinned to a degree where they are beyond hope, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for them. And then at the end, the Klal Yisrael says, so if you're not going to do it in their schos, do it in our schos. In other words, the two Shvatim say, even if they do not have on their own enough merit to be worthy of redemption, Hashem, do us a favor, do it for us. It's a beautiful idea that's being expressed here at the end of Shir Hashirim according to the Mitzudos, where you see the intensity of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael is where the two Shvatim are going to go all the way out on a limb to go beg Hashem to help to restore the Aseres HaShvatim. And this is how it all starts. We should really probably do all the psukim together, because it's going to get a little bit choppy. If we're going to go through one pasuk and Rashi and then the Targum, but we'll do one pasuk at a time. We'll try to keep in mind the idea of the Mitzudos David. I think really from all the ideas, it's some of the most powerful. So here is, we have a sister. Let's see the Mitzudos David. Achos lanu ketan. We have a sister. The Alki Shama Hachashuka Asholev Hachashuk Toivoleha V'chofetz L'Sheves Ima. After the previous psukim, the previous prokim, the Chashuka, the Isha, who is Klal Yisrael, and here we are referring specifically to the two Shvatim, to Yehuda and Binyamin. When we get good word, when we hear a report that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed he wants to return to us and rest his Shechin among us, we're going to use this opportunity as to our advantage to beg Hashem to save the Aseres HaShvatim. Shol Chamorecho El HaChashuk, she sends the following message to the Chashuk, which means to Hashem, to the object of her love, V'choy Soymar, and so does the Isha say to Hashem, to the Doit. Hinei, Yesh Lanu Kroy V'Achas Ketana B'Koyma. We have a sister. Maybe you have a shidduch for our sister. We have a sister. And this sister is very small. She's a child. V'ein lo shadayim lohonig bonim. She has not yet matured. She has not yet developed shadayim, which are needed to nurse children. the Atah now, Esh Olcha, I will ask you, Hashem, I'll ask you, my beloved, to do me a favor. Since you have shown that you love me, that you're willing to do something good, kind for me, the Hodi'eni, Ma Nasa Ima Be'esh, Yeduba Bo Lihinase Elish, tell me, what should I do about her when the time comes to marry her off? She is not yet matured, she's not really ready to get married, and therefore no one's going to want to marry her. Uchay Meres, it's as if she is saying, Haloi Ein Mi Ein Mi Yimsa Sheyi So'ena, no one wants to marry her. You know why? Bavur katnusa veheodar hashadayim, because she's small and she's lacking the shadayim. No one's going to want to marry her. But for whatever reason, which is not really clear in this pasuk why, it's critical at this moment in time that she does get married. We want to marry her off. We need to marry her off. But at this moment in time, she's very small. She lacks shadayim. And that's a big problem. That's a very big... that's a red herring on a shidduch resume, and no one's going to want to marry her. So what is the message? What exactly are we trying to do here? So the mitzudo system is very powerful. Now that you, Hashem, have promised us that Mashiach will come in due time, Yomu b'nei Yehuda, Hinei behold, the b'nei Yehuda will say, Hinei behold, Acheinu b'nei aseres hashvatim. We have brothers. We have 10 tribes. The Aseres Hashvatim, Ketanim Heim B'maaseh HaMitzvos. They're very small. They're like a ketana. And ketana here is a mashal for they lack merit. They don't have mitzvos. They don't have Torah. Ki od heim be'artzam hedichom malchayem mi'achari Hashem. Because while they were living in Eretz Yisrael, hedichom malchayem mi'achari Hashem, their king, the kings of the Malchay Yisrael, were more or less Rishoim. And they caused, they influenced them, they caused moral decay, they caused them to stray from Hashem, and as a consequence they were exiled, v'af ki b'goyla, and even when they went into Golis, they are still not observant, v'gam lo nimso imohem ba'alei chochmu mado kider shohoyo imi they do not have shadayim. Shadayim is a moshul for talmidei chachamim, neviim, tzadikim, people like the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGadoyim who can properly nurture and guide and instruct them. They do not have spiritual leaders where they find themselves in Golus, like we do in Eretz Yisrael, like we have people of Ruach HaKodesh, like Ezra, Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, Vloimotsu Imkei Ni Lohonik Oysam, Mechelef Chochmas HaTorah. The milk here is a marshal for the wisdom of the Torah. There is no one here, no one available to nurse them, to nurture them with the wisdom of the Torah. V'imkei Nivsob HaMayizku Gam Hema El HaGula, how then will they merit redemption? Okay, so therefore, if we read the pasuk, we read the pasuk over here in its entirety. What it's saying over here is Achos Lanu Ketana. We have a younger sister. The younger sister is the Aseres Hashvatim. The Shadayim. Now she's called Ketana because she has no merit, no Torah, no mitzvos. The Shadayim Ein Law. She does not have leaders, Talmidei Chachamim, and Talmidei Chachamim and Neviim and all the proper spiritual leaders to guide her. Ela, and now Manasseh Lachasin, what are we going to do for our sister, the 10 lost tribes, Bayom Sheyeduba, on the day that there is mention of redemption? Just like you, Hashem, have promised to redeem us, you've promised to redeem the two Shvatim, Yehudim and Yamin. They were the people who went, and most of them were the ones who survived, and they were the ones that rebuilt the Bayis Sheni. But what's going to be when the ultimate Gula comes? How are they also going to merit the Geula? This is what Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, this is the unique novel interpretation of the Mitzudos David. Rashi and the Targum have a whole different mahalach. This idea of the 10 Shvatim and the 2 Shvatim does not enter into the equation. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ato now, Achos Lanu, B'tachtoinim Shehi Misacha. We have a sister. Now this would seem to say, Rashi is seemingly saying that the Malachi Hashores are speaking. The Malachi Hashores consider us to be a sister. Okay, it's not working?
A lot of static. room when it was outside. Maybe you don't hear it up here.
Okay, turn it backwards. Turn it backwards. Is it better now? Yeah, I hear the static. Let's try it. How is it now?
I don't think it is.
Doesn't work altogether?
Try it again.
Alright, how's it? How's it? Okay, now? Okay, good, okay. So according to Rashi, Rashi says now we're going to discuss the sister appears to be the relationship between the Malachi Hashores and Klal Yisrael. At Achois Lanu B'Tachtoinim, we have here in the lower worlds, we have a sister. And what is the nature of the sister? Shehi misacha umischaberes umisavo liyos imanu, who wants to be with us. Now, what he's suggesting as well is that the word achois comes from the word to unite. Achois literally means a sister, but it means to come together. It means to form a bond. Okay, Rashi, we'll come back to the word in a moment, but Rashi first explains what is the significance of her being a ketana. It means she is a nation of humility. V'hi ketana, u'mekatenes es atzma mikol hu'umois, she makes herself small among all the nations. Ke'inyin shenemar, loy me'rubchem, it's not because you're abundant as HaKadosh Baruch Hu love you, ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ho'anim. The reason why Hashem loves you, Hashem does not love you because you're in a large number. In fact, ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ho'anim, you are the smallest. So that means that we make ourselves small. Shem mekatinim atzman, they make themselves small. Now Rashi now goes back to explain the significance of the word achois. Loshen ichui. Ichui means to bring together, to stitch together, to connect. And he brings a source for this in Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara. Elu kiraim she'ein misachim. These rips, these pieces of gum that have been torn apart may not be sewn together. In other words, this halacha that's taught in regard to avelos, that when a person he rises kriya, he is not allowed to stitch together the two ends of the garment that have been separated. Elu kiraim, these pieces of material that have been separated, she'ein misachin, may not be put together. So we see from the context of this Mishnah that the word misachin means to come together. We can inject that idea into the word, into the pasuk here, ochois, lanu ketana. There is a nation on this world who acts with the mid of achdus. They come together. They come together among themselves. They come together to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nation that cleaves. They cleave to one another. They cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ketana, they are a nation that is trained in the mid of humility. Okay, then what else? What other ma'ala does Klal Yisrael have? Rashi goes on to say, "Vishadayim ein law, kinyan shenemar." They don't have merit. It says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, kinyan shenemar by Yitzias Begolus Mitzrayim, shadayim nochoynu. Now that means prepared, blossomed, flourished, developed. That when the time of Geula came, the time of Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim came, the Klal Yisrael, they were ready. They were ready.
You say the Haggadah.
Shadayim, their breasts, nochonu, were developed. She reached puberty. Begia es hagula, when the time of redemption came. Aval zo, that may have been true with regard to Klal Yisrael, the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that they were ready, that they developed, they developed. But this nation, meaning that Klal Yisrael now, the achris hayamim, at the time of Geula, they are not ready. Shadayim elah, Adai lo higia ato le'es dudim. They're not yet mature. They're not yet ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest the Shechina, to bring the Geula. Manasa lachaseinu b'yom she'idu ba'ba. And now the question over here is, what are we going to do for our sister on the day that is spoken of? Kishu'umos mislachashim oleha lahakido. What are we going to do for Klal Yisrael on the day when the nations want to destroy us? On that day, when they mislachashim, they murmur, they whisper, lehachida, to destroy the nation. Lehachida, to destroy.
I remember Deresh,
No, that's a different
one. Let us go and obliterate them. Let us obliterate them from being a nation. So Rashi over here is telling us over here that there's a nation called Klal Yisrael. The nation of Klal Yisrael is Achos. They cleave to Hashem. They cleave to each other. Achdus, Kitana. They are humble. The Shadayim Ein Lo, unfortunately, they don't have any merit. They're not mature. They're not ready for the Geula. And therefore, what's going to happen when it comes time for Melchemes Goyg U'Magog? It seems from Rashi, Melchemes Goyg U'Magog is on a time clock. It's going to happen whether we're ready or not. And if we're not going to be ready, we're not going to have the merits that we need on this day when they come to do L'chu V'Nachidei Migoy, we are in a lot of trouble. Okay, let's see the Targum. Pasuk Ches.
I don't want to be around when it happens.
Let it come, or let me not see it. I don't want to see. Let's see over here. Targum pasuk ches. But beidana hahu at that time. Now, what's that time? That time is going to be the time of Melchemes Goyg U'Magog. At that time, Yemrun Malachei Shemai Ilein Leilein. The Malachei Hashoris will say one to another. There is a unique nation in the earth. So right away it's important to take note, and I think this is what Rashi means to say as well, is the speaker here are the Malachi Hashares. They are speaking about Klal Yisrael. He translates over here the word Ochois from the word one, chado, uniqueness. Now like Rashi, who translated the word Ochois to mean a nation that comes together, Lech Kinois Eskol HaYehudim, or a nation that comes, connects themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Islan Be'ara, V'Kalilon Zoch V'Soha, and their merits are small. Okay, it's Kitana, he's translating is, they do not have much merit. U'Malchin V'Shiltoinim Lesla L'Mipak L'Ogocho Kravo Im Mash and they don't have an IDF, an Israeli Defense Force, to go out and fight kings and rulers that will go out and fight the battle with the kings of Goig, with the Machanois. Mashri Yose means the Machanois of Goig. So therefore, the Shaddai main law, he's translating to me, we don't have a military, we don't have an army. Not like Rashi that says Shaddai means spiritual leaders. He's learning Shaddai to mean military leaders. What are we going to do for our sister? Notice here he translates it literally sister. On the day when the nations, they speak up, when the nations of the world decide they're going to wage war against Klal Yisrael. They're going to start a war. So we have three very different interpretations to review according to the parish of the Mitzudas. We're dealing over here with the two Shvatim asking Hashem Rachamim on behalf of the Aseres HaShvatim. According to Rashi, we are discussing what are we going to do when the time of Geula arrives, when the Ummah of Solomon want to destroy us. Very similar to what the Targum says, but without all of the elaboration. What are we going to do? What schus are we going to have? And the Targum really says that. Achos Lamed is a nation that's unique, and the speaker is clearly the Malachim, and they don't have a military. What are we going to do for them on the day when the Ummah Sa'olam decide to wage war in the time of Melchemes Goyg U'Magog? So Hashem responds, Pasuk Tes.
Well, I just want to mention two tracks that the Medrash has on this.
Okay, let's see, you're right. You know, you're right. I forgot to mention. Let's actually mention that Medrash. You're right. Good, you reminded me. So the Medrash of the year says that this refers to Avraham Avinu. I'll read you the words of the Medrash. Ochus no katan of Shem in law. Ba'nei akos ha-bedada ba'Avraham Avinu ba'Avraham kishehishlichu Nimrod l'sech kivshan ho'esh. When Nimrod threw Avraham Avinu into the furnace, so Amar Malachi Hashares, they said it before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Harei Hishlach Nimrod Ezav L'Sech Kivshan Ha'esh. Achos Lanu Kitana. Okay, so Avraham is called the Achos. The Malachim are calling Avraham their sister. He's Kitana. Why is he called Kitana? Because he has no protection. He's all alone. Vishadayim ein law, he doesn't have. Now it's not really clear what he means over here by the word vishadayim ein law, but he means over here something that he has no protection.
See, I think it was Rashi who interpreted it from the word echad.
He's one. So right. The targum, right? The targum, echad hu Avraham. Right. The targum interprets
against the world.
Him again. What does he mean vishadayim ein law? So what does that what does that mean? That means over here he has
a different version of it.
Yeah.
That you just mentioned. But he says, "Lo bolach while mitzvos umasim toga."
Avram did not yet mature.
Not yet.
He did not yet. So he did not yet mature, and already he's makra kodesh baruch hu. And what are we going to do now when Nimrod wants to throw him into the furnace of fire? He wants to throw him into the furnace, and Avram does not yet have all the merits that he needs to survive.
Remember, how old was he at that time?
Well, then, he was, what, 48? 48? Isn't that Vachloikis? What?
It might have been right after the incident with the idols in Harosh. So he could have been extremely young.
Okay, 3 years old. Okay.
The mitzvah and everything else.
Okay, okay.
And there's another track, famous Chazal. In other words, they're no better. They, meaning Klal Yisrael, are no better than we are, because they committed all the same sins, and we go to Gehenna, and they don't. So
it's referring to Kriyas Yamsuf?
No, it's talking about. Then what will be the ultimate judgment? And they'll complain, why are you discriminating in favor of Klal Yisrael? They committed the same sins that we do. It's a famous Chazal.
Okay. Okay, let's see. It really leads into the next pasuk. The next pasuk really elaborates. So the Hashem responds. Hashem responds, and Hashem says, "If Klal Yisrael, if they are in a wall, then no problem. If they protect themselves, we'll see what that means in a moment. Nivne olecha tiras kosef. Then we will build. Nivne, we will build against her. We will build for her a castle." Tiras Kesev is a hard word to translate. The Mitzudas translates it Hechel. Hechel the Armoin. V'chein tehi tirasam neshama. Okay, so he translates it, neshama will be destroyed. Their castle will be for a place of destruction, desolation. So the Mitzudas translates it that we will build for this, for the Ochois Kitana, the one that Shadayim Ela, we will build for her a castle made from silver. The Imdelasi, however, Hashem is responding, if she is not a choima, she's a door, which means an open door, she lets anyone come in, then Notsur Oleho Luach Orez, there's really not much we can do for her. We will protect her with wood. Wood is not a very good form of protection. When the enemy comes to lay siege to a city, if the wall of the city is made from wood, it does not take very much for them to ignite it, to torch it, or for them to chop it down, or even for the rodents. Even if you do absolutely nothing, the time will come when it will decay and it will fall down by itself.
You always see these forts made of wooden logs. Yeah,
made of wooden logs,
like in America.
Okay, let's see how the mitzvah is on. Okay, we have to remember the mitzvah. Okay, we have to learn this according to the parish of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs is continuing that the conversation is between the two shvatim and the aseres hashvatim. The two shvatim are begging Hashem, Hashem, you want to redeem us. You have expressed your love for us. You want to redeem us. Don't forget to redeem our younger sister, the aseres hashvatim. They also need some help, and they have the katana. They don't have merit. They don't have any leaders. So Hashem says, well, let's see. I only can do that much for the Aseres HaShvatim. Let's see, Mitzudos Imchoy Mihi, Ki Ilu HaShuk Shoylech Amorov Lomar Atzoso. Hashem responds as follows. Imhi Sugura V'Sesumo Kibinyin Choymo. If the Aseres HaShvatim have fortified themselves with a wall, V'lo Shachva Mi Mishkeve Isha, and she has not strayed, she has not had relations with other men, la'abet u'lishaber besulaha, to lose her besulim, azai, then if she has remained faithful to me in galus, azai, you're right, Hashem says, I will redeem them, nivne b'shvila, I'll build for her an armoin kesef, l'sheteshev ba, yichidi miblibal, I'll build for her a palace of silver, so that she can live there alone without her husband, and she'll live. Now, I don't really have clarity what this means, but it basically saying that she's not going to have a husband. So, I mean, why? But isn't that the point over here? According to the mitzvahs that we're asking, that the achos lanu, we're asking on her behalf redemption. So Hashem is saying, I'm sorry, she's not going to have redemption. The best I can do for her is build for her a palace made from silver. But that's not what she wanted. The two shvatim are asking Hashem that the aseres hashvatim should have full redemption, which means that she should be married to Hashem. I don't know. So let's just leave it with that. But basically, over here is Hashem. If she indeed is a tzaddikus, if this achis on a ketana, she has not strayed while she is in Golus, then indeed I'll build for her a palace from silver, and she'll live there in the meantime. But the imdelasi.
Maybe could it have something to do with am levadav tishkon?
She'll survive. Okay, maybe it means that until the gula comes, I'll protect her. I'll protect her in Golos until the Zman of Gula arrives. She'll be isolated in a Hanani. She'll live in a silver palace, and she'll have everything that she needs until her husband returns to her. But the imdelasi, now look at this, but let's say this is very frightening, but let's say the Aseres HaShvatim are in the category of a door. What is a door? Imloy Shamra Bisuleha. Tehi Kidelas Haniftach. She is like a door that opens. Azai then, Nase b'shvila masar binyan chazak, then Hashem says, I will build for her, build big building. U'mishumor, that's guarded, minisori eres, but it's only going to be fortified with wood. Levad, leval yuchal mi likroiv elecha, so that no one can enter. Good morning, Rabbi Waller. Good morning, that no one can enter.
But it's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong. Look what it says. The Teisha Beduda Vishaymama shall live in this palace all alone. The Hanim Shulhu, Ki Ilu Hamokin Baruchu Meshev, answers the two Shvatim. Im Hayu Kechayma, if the Aseres HaShvatim have been strong in Galus, Vlei Ozvu Likanes Beneim Me'ovde Gilulim Ludovka Bohem, and they did not allow the Umos Olam to intermarry with them. Azai then, Yizku Gam Hemo Lubinyan Beis Hamikdash, they will also merit redemption. I'll build for them a Tiras Kesef. A Tiras Kesef is an expression, a code name for the Beis Hamikdash. Look, read for the Impasku Hadeles, Vinichlisu Beinam. But let's say they opened the door, they assimilated, they intermarried. Yishbu Yishvu Od Bimasar Hagoyla, they will remain. Yeshu od b'masar hagolah, they'll be a luach ores. The luach ores is they're going to remain in Golos. They're not going to have the same fortification, that of a tiras kosef. They will not merit redemption. Okay, so this.
So one describes before the korban, and the other describes after the korban, the Golos.
No, we're dealing with, we are in Golos. I think now we're dealing.
The silver,
yeah,
you know, which seems to be the, you know, that would seem, it said
the tiras kosef is the Beis Hamikdash.
Were
achoyma
chased, then that would be before the korban, and then after the korban, you know, if she's allowed to, if she allowed
no, I think we're dealing with during the time of the years of Galus. At this point in time, the Pasuk is describing the situation of the Aseres HaShvatim when they have already been exiled. Even if this refers to 200 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Aseres HaShvatim have gone into exile. The two Shvatim have not gone into exile. Or you can say the two Shvatim, they've returned from exile.
You're saying it's limited just to the Aseres HaShvatim?
That's what the Mitzudas clearly says. The Mitzudas David says that we're dealing here with the beginning of the Pasuk, Pasuk Ches, Achos Lanu Ketana. Who is the speaker? The speaker is the two Shvatim. Yehuda and Binyamin are making a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help out the Aseres HaShvatim. Isn't that what the Mitzvah Tzavah said?
I guess.
That's the whole conversation.
Alright, so I'm thinking more general.
No, he's making it very clear, and it's going to be very, because the next Pesukim, this theme goes all the way to Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, it goes all the way to the very end. This theme of the 10 Shvatim and the 2 Shvatim is consistent throughout the very end. The 2 Shvatim who are more or less loyal to Hashem, they are the ones who rebuild the Bayis Sheni. They are the ones who remained in Eretz Yisrael even after the Aseres HaShvatim went into Galus. And here in these Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing his love for them, for the two Shvatim. And we're taking advantage of that opportunity to say, Hashem, what about our sister, our little sister, which is a code for the Aseres HaShvatim. She's little because she does not have much merit. She is Shadayim Ela, she doesn't have anyone to help her, to teach her, to guide her. Will you do something for her that she also can merit the Geula? And Hashem says, well, it depends. If the Aseres HaShvatim in Golus have protected themselves, have set up some type of safeguard not to assimilate, they've established a choyma for themselves, then yes, I will redeem them, I will build for them the Tiras Kosev, they will also merit to have the Beis HaMikdash. But if they in their Golus do not protect themselves, and they behave like a Delus, which sways in the wind, which opens and closes, which means you just can open the door and they allow themselves, the Mashal is, the Nimshal is, they allow to themselves to be subject to intermarriage, then I'm not going to allow them to have a Beis HaMikdash. When the Geula comes, they will not be part of it. They're going to be on the outside. They're going to remain in Golus, and the code for that is this expression of Natsur Oleho Luach Ores. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi is similar. Not, it doesn't mention the Aseres HaShvatim. I think what you're trying to suggest is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is discussing the same exact idea, but he's not limiting this idea to the Aseres HaShvatim. He's encompassing the entire Klal Yisrael. Rashi Pasuk Tez says, Im Chomihi, Im Techazeg Be'emunasa Uviyirasa Liyos Kinegdam Kechomas Nechoshes Shlo Yikonsu L'Soicha. If Klal Yisrael will fortify themselves and build for themselves a wall of copper. This is a very curious expression. I have a sefer, I don't know what it was called, and he has the whole thing on this. Why does Rashi here say copper? We don't find anywhere in Chazal a copper wall. We find a barzel, a mechitza shel barzel, that in the time of Golus there's a mechitza shel barzel between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why over here did Rashi focus on a mechitza made from copper?
Maybe that hinting at something that can come down easily. The property of copper that it's soft.
Even a chaim of copper. Even a chaim, because over here the request is that Klal Yisrael should protect themselves from the foreign influences of the Umos Olam. And if they will erect for themselves a wall of copper, Hashem says, one more time these words, Im techazek bemunasa, if they will strengthen themselves in faith, uvi yirasa, liyos kinegdam, to be kineged, to protect themselves from the influences of the Umos Olam, ki choymas nechoshes, like a wall of copper, shlo yikansu l'saycha, which one cannot enter, Rotzalaymar, Shloit Tischatein Bom, intermarriage. The focus over here is there will not be any intermarriage. Shahim Lo Yavo Ba, and they will not enter into the Umos Olam, both ways. Do not allow them to marry your daughters, and you should not marry their daughters. Vloit Tispatelohem, and you will not be enticed by them. Then, in reward, Nivne Olecha Tiras Kotsef, Nia Lo Leir Mivtsar, Hashem will be for Klal Yisrael as a fortified city, Ule Keser, as a crown, Ulinoi, and for beauty, v'divne lo es ir hakodesh u beis habechira, I will build for you the Beis HaMikdash and and the Yerushalayim. It doesn't say Nechayshas.
Right.
It doesn't. That's exactly the point I was trying to make. Is Rashi is very mysterious. Rashi is eating something very mysterious. Where did Rashi inject into the pasuk? If you go and you make for yourself a wall of Nechayshas, what Nechayshas? All it says in the pasuk, if you make yourself a wall. A wall is from stone. A wall is from wood. A wall, what is this that Rashi is? The wall you're going to make for yourself is a wall of Nechayshas. So you'll search, you'll take out the computer, you'll type in a chayma, and you'll discover the only metal wall that's mentioned in Chazal is a chayma shel barzel. You don't find a theme of a wall of copper. Well, that's what Rashi says. And if you'll do this, Hashem said, I will reward you, I'll protect you, I'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But v'im, delasi, if you allow yourself to be like a door, what is a door? Haseveves al tzira, which sways on its hinges. When you bang on the door, immediately he niftachas, it opens. Af he, so too, if Klal Yisrael will behave in such a way that they'll easily allow themselves to be enticed by the Umo Yisraelim to do Averos. Af he, im tiftach lohem liyoschem bo tibohem, if she will allow herself to be open, to allow the Umo Yisraelim to enter and enter, and infiltrate them, then notzer oleha luacharez, nosim bidalosa, will close the door for you. So Rashi is much more elaborate than the Mitzudah, surprisingly. We'll go in the door, we will put some bars of wood against the door. Nosim bidalosa nesodim shel eitz, hanir kovim. Wood is not something which is ideal to provide fortification, because wood rots. And worms eat away and decay. Infested by worms, and then the response of it, and then Rashi is now leading into the next pasuk. Okay, so we have here this theme that there are that we are being warned in Gaulis that we should protect ourselves, we should erect for ourselves safeguards. We have to put up walls. If we put up walls, then we will merit a tiras kesef. If we do not erect safeguards in Yiddishkeit, then we're like a delos, which opens and closes. The best Hashem will do for us is to give us a piece of wood to close the door when the enemies come for us. But that piece of wood that's going to close the door is not going to provide much support, much strength. Let's see Targum, Pasuk Tes. Targum, Yemar Michael Riboin di Yisrael. Okay, Michael is the Malach. Okay, our guardian angel in heaven is the Malach. Advocate is Michael. Michael is our advocate, Riboin di Yisrael. Imhi mis atida ki usha bene ama. If the Jewish people, they stand like a choyma between the nations. In other words, they guard themselves. They stand strong like a wall, keush, like a wall between the nations. The Yohava Kaspa. Now here he's taking the word a little bit differently, and they give money, they give donations. Lemikne Yehud Shemei Demari Alma. They give money in order to acquire Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam, according to the Targum, is for sale. You can buy Hashem. Give your money. If you give donations, you give money for good things, you're acquiring HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Maybe it's a reference to Shkol. Just in the same way that...
Nachs HaShagel.
Yeah, in the same way that in the Purim story, that the Shkolim preempt Haman's plan and protect us in that way, that Hashem has already been bought off, so Haman cannot buy him off.
Okay, that we have already given the shkolim before Haman paid our price.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. So if that's all alluded to in the words Imchaymahi, if Klal Yisrael stands strong,
well, the kasp, the
kasp doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk here. He's eating all that in.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's go for the next words of the Targum. Then the Targum says, Nehei.
Wall of Kesef.
Where does it say wall of Kesef?
In Kesef.
No, it says that's the reward. That's coming next in the Targum. The Tiras Kesef is the reward. No, look, read further. Look what it says further. Read further. Nehei Ana. If you will be a Choymahi, then Nehei Ana, Michoel says, I will be for you. the Atun, Anovi Atun im Sofrehon, I and you, together with your scribes, Socharin law, will surround you, Kinid Bochindik Haspa. That's the Tiras Kesef. That's what it says.
Because you pay
if you will be a choyma,
what will give money lemiknei
Torah, the yichud shem Hashem. If you'll give money to acquire the uniqueness, then I will build for you a safe haven, and the safe haven will be like kinidboch in the kaspa, like a wall or a palace.
He's using it twice.
That's the question. The Targum is injecting things that do not appear in the pasuk.
What else is there?
Exactly, in a Hanani, right? But it does. The Tzi Rashi added in Nechoshes. If you'll be like a Choyma of Nechoshes. Targum says, if you will give money, if you will give kesef, silver, in honor of Hashem to acquire the Yichud Hashem, then you will be rewarded. Nivne Oleha, Michoel Hashem, and Malachim and the Tzadikim will be for you a Tiras Kosef. What's a Tiras Kosef? Rashi says, Kinid Bochin de Kaspa. It's a wall. A Tiras is not, as the Mitzudos translated, a palace. A Tiras is not a binyan. A Tiras, according to him, is a circular enclosure. An enclosure which is a wall. Ki nidbochin dekaspa. Nidbochin means rows of bricks. I will be for you a wall of silver. V'les reshula amamaya lemishlat ba. And the nations of the world will have no shlit over you. Heichma, just like the les reshula zachlo lemishlat bekaspa. Just like a worm has no shlita over silver. Worms only have shlita over wood. They have no shlita over silver, over metals. The afilu a maskena himin pikodaya, and even a poor person, miskena means a destitute individual, himin pikodaya, that was poor in mitzvos. Ein oni ella bedas. Even a poor person in mitzvos, niverachan al Allah kadam Hashem, it will be mevakesh, will be mispalo to Hakadosh Baruch Hu for rachmanis. V'yidkar lo zuchus oiraisa, and Hashem will remember. Now here's what. Now here's some very interesting. Hashem will remember the zuchus of Torah, the oskin bo yonkaya. That children learn is a very interesting targum. The hevel tinoikoy shel beis rabban tashbar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will remember the zuchus of the Torah that is studied by children. Dichsiva alucha de liba, which the mile of the zuchus of Torah of children is that it's etched into the tablets of their heart. Umisadito lekavel umaya kaarza, and it stands against the nations like cedar. Okay, so let's go back and read over what it's over here. The whole pasuk in its entirety. There's a lot going on over here according to Targum. Targum where it says, if Klal Yisrael will be good, they'll behave themselves, and they will fortify themselves, they will stand strong. And including in standing strong against the influence of the Ummah Olam is they'll spend money on Yiddishkeit. They will create institutions for the better of Klal Yisrael. They'll give their money. Then in reward, Nivne Olecha Tiras Kosef. I will build for you a fortification of silver. Why silver? It's not subject to rima vitoileya. It's not subject to decay. It's not subject to infestation of worms. Furthermore, v'yim delasi, if Klal Yisrael is poor, delasi, this is going to be a common theme, we're going to see some of them farshim, delas means dal. If Klal Yisrael at this point in time finds themselves to be very poor in mitzvos, do not worry. Notsuro leho luach ores, Hashem, in the merit of the tinoikoy shel beis rabban who study Torah, and whose Torah is etched on the luach, on the tablets of their heart, it will be for them a fortification of eres, something that is very strong against, as protection against the Ummah Olam.
So what's better? Is it better to be rich or to be poor?
No, delos over here means delos means if Klal Yisrael is poor, don't worry, they still have merit. Of course, it's not good to be poor, of course. But in the event chas v'shalom they don't have merit, they're poor in mitzvos, they still will have the merit. It will always come forth for them the merit of the tinoikos shel beis Rabban, and the study of their Torah is compared to the luach ores. It's pure. The Torah enters the tablets of their heart, and it serves to fortify them. Klal Yisrael, like an ores against influences, against the tzaros of the Umar Solam. Okay, so this is something. Okay, just the only thing over here is that unfortunately they point out that there's a lot of elaboration over here with this theme of that the Most HaMashiach, one of the great merits that Klal Yisrael is going to have is the Hevel Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban. When nothing else works, the zuchus of the children, that always stands at our side as a very great merit. Okay, now before we go further, there are some midrashim here. Okay, and going back to the previous medrash, Achos Lanu Ketana means Avram Avinu. He has now. This is very Avram Avinu. He has no. He's one. He's Achos. He's unique. Mishadayim ein law, and he has not yet developed. And the Malachi HaShoris are now saying, what are we going to do for Rabinu? What's going to happen to Avraham Avinu on the day of reckoning when Nimrod wants to throw Avraham Avinu into the Kivshon Oesh? So Pasuk Tes goes on and says something that's very shocking according to the Medrash. It's not something that we're used to hearing. And the answer is Hashem says, in Choymehi, if Avraham Avinu is willing to give up his life for me, to throw himself into the furnace and to be strong like a wall, then I will save him. Nivne lecha tiras kosef. But vimdelasi, if Avraham Avinu is a wimp, if he's going to be a wimp, dal, if he's going to be poor, then Hashem basically says, you know what? Notzur leho luach ores, he will be like something that's written. Notzur comes from the word yitzira, a tzura. He will be like writing on a piece of wood. What happens when you write something on a piece of wood? Come back a year later, it won't be there anymore. Because over time, wood decays, and the rain, the wind, the cold, the heat causes the writing, the tzura, to dissolve. So Hashem says, this is going to be the time of reckoning for Avraham Avinu. Here in Nimrod is now coming to throw him into the fire. If Avraham, in order to survive, he needs to allow himself to be thrown into the fire. But if Avraham will not allow himself to be thrown into the fire, then he will disappear. It's shocking. Look at this. Let me read you the exact words. You wouldn't believe this. This is the Medrash Tanchuma. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMalachi HaShoris. Pasuk Tes, Hashem's response to the Malachi HaShoris. The Malachi HaShoris and Pasuk Ches are saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are we going to do for Avraham Avinu? What's going to happen? Nimrod wants to throw Avraham Avinu into the fire. Avraham Avinu is not yet mature. He has not yet developed spiritually. So what's going to happen now when at this critical moment in time, Hashem says, Im Choymehi, Nivne Olecha Tiras Kesef, Im Noisei Nafshoi Al Kiddushas Hashem. If Avraham Avinu will behave like a wall, he'll be stubborn, he'll stand straight, and will not give in to Nimrod, I'll build for him a tiras nivne la tiras kosef. Then I'm going to build for him a palace of silver, which basically, according to the Targum, means I'm going to save him. I'm going to save him, and I'm going to make him into a very great nation. But v'im delas he, not so alecha luach ores, v'im dal hu, if Avraham Avinu cannot find the moral strength, the courage, he's poor, he's not going to find the strength to give up his life, then notzu olecho luach ores, ma hatsura hazo sha'al luach, just like an image, writing on a tablet, noach lehish lehi tashtesh, easily gets rubbed out, koch likewise, hu noach le oved min olam, Avraham Avinu will easily disappear from this world, the eni mashkiach alov, I will not protect him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we hear according to this, they don't tell you this in the Cheder. They just tell you the first half. Avraham Avinu was, Nimrod said, I'm going to throw into the fire, and Avraham Avinu, he threw himself into the fire. They don't tell you that in Shemayim they were watching. They want to know what's going to happen.
One of the early tests.
And if he would, was not going to be willing to allow himself to be thrown into the furnace, if he would have said, okay, I'm not going to go into the furnace, Avraham Avinu would have disappeared. He just would have disappeared into history. He would be like the writing on the wall. Like they dig up all these artifacts, they dig up all these archaeological digs, and they find some writing. There's some writing on some stones. Big deal. What does it do? What does it do for us? What, it's going to give the cure for cancer? What they find on the writing on these stones? Okay, it's very nice. 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, oh, it just confirms what we already know a million times over, that it's our land. Right? Bottom line is, what does it do for us? You find all the writing on the wall. Doesn't do anything. Oh, that's for Sylvia Armavino. You just be like some writing, a tzura on a Luach Ares. Big deal. But if you're going to give up your life for Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm going to build for you a tiras kas. I'm going to build for you a beautiful palace. Okay, let's go.
Combine this with the parable.
Yeah.
We see Nachar gave up his life also, but it wasn't like a...
Haran gave up his life. But it wasn't 100%.
So his grandkids,
yes,
know, had a kesher with Lloyd and Amon and Maya, but... eventually, he had to go through the kids. That's what he said.
Right, could you remind me, he's something very, very good. He says something very, very good, because over here in this Mitzudos, in the Mitzudos and Rashi as well, they use the imagery of a delus. There's a choyma versus delus. If you behave the way you should, by building for yourself a choyma, then I'm going to build for you a tiras kosef. But if you're only going to be a delus... What's a delus? It swings open and closes. Lot lived in Sodom. The chet of Sodom was they were shotof and zima in Sodom. They were, and at kedei kach, that when a guest came to visit Sodom, they wanted the person from Mishkav Zohar. It does not get worse than that. And what did Lot do? Lot vayiskar hadelus. You have the part yiskar hadelus ba'ado. So Lot went and he closed the door. The pasuk emphasized this concept of taking the door and shutting the door. That and what does that mean? That right now, Lot says, you want to go have these people from Mishkav Zohar? They're my people, I'm going to protect them. I'm now going to lock you with Sogar the Delas. Why is the Torah emphasized the word delus appears in the Pesuk there multiple times? Why is it necessary to mention the delus? It's very interesting because delus signifies that it's too little, too late. You should have taken precautions before this event happened. Just like a few in this podcast said, we're comparing the choyma versus the delus. A choyma means you're fortified; such a thing will never happen. You have erected safeguards. The mitzvah says you have safeguards that you're not going to be nichshol in gilui arayos. If you have done that, then you know what? You're going to be rewarded. I'm going to build you a tiras kas. But if you're a delus, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed. That's not good enough. Even though Lot went, and at a critical moment in time when the Aver was about to happen, he took the Delus, and he did the right thing, he shut the Delus, it was too little, too late. He could not save the city of Sodom. The city of Sodom was completely destroyed. So you, Mayor, you're suggesting over here that Avraham versus Haran. Avraham, he indeed built himself a choyma. He was strong like a wall, and he said, I'm not going to give in to Nimrod. And Haran was weaker. Haran was wishy-washy. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Ultimately, Haran did succeed in being meiser nefesh and not in jumping into the fire. But he was wishy-washy. Therefore, Haran's child, who is Lot, is only begeder adelus. Adelus, which is the entire story, the story of a Lot in Haran, all revolves around the theme of Adelus. Okay, let's do one more pasuk. The pasuk over here in that Klal Yisrael response. So far we have abuse. We have over here. This is the third part of the dialogue. Pasuk Yud. Ani Choyma. Klal Yisrael says yes. I am a Choyma. Vishadai Kamigdolos. I'm not like my sister. My younger sister is an Isha. Is a katana she'ein lo shadayim. Shadayim ein lo. But I am an adult and I have shadayim. I'm mature. also Yisid Yedava, when I made this statement, I was in the eyes of my choshuk, in my dod, was kimoitzei shom, I found shalom, I found peace. In other words, I found chen in the eyes of Hashem for making this statement. Now, what in the world is going on in this pasuk? Ikor choser min ha-sefer. We're missing a lot of commentary. So the Mitzudos l'shitasoi, he really explains very well what the response here is. Pasuk ani chaymo, onso ha-chashuka. The Chashuka responds.
Sorry.
The Chashuka responds to Hashem. On Saha Chashuka v'sholcha murecho loymar, she says the following: Haloi ani kechayma, I am la chayma. And again, according to Ritzulus, we deal with the two shvatim. The two shvatim respond to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shamarti mekayim b'sulai v'loy shochav mi iti. I'm a good woman. I guarded myself. I was not nichshol in gilui arayis. The imki shaddai hema gedolos kimigdolos. Even though my shaddaim are large like towers, and therefore that means I am an object of taiva. Many men would like to be with me because I'm a beautiful woman. I'm a beautiful woman, and kimigdolos hamo'oyrim tavas hanoyafim, which aroused the desire of the men who are nichshol in arayos. Mikol mokom ani shmati yasatzmi, I've been on guard. Uchilu imeris and divret ziv klal yishol is saying to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hoil v'chein roy im kenani l'sheves bi'amun kesef. Therefore, I therefore truly deserve to remain in the palace, because when we asked you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be with the aseres hashvatim, your response was, well, it all depends. The conditions that you have set out, that you have set for the Aseres HaShvatim, we the two Shvatim have certainly fulfilled. Therefore, we the two Shvatim certainly deserve to sit in the palace. V'teishev HaKroi V'imodi, and now he is the key words of the Mitzudas, and therefore, let the Kroiva, our sister, the Aseres HaShvatim, be with us in our merit. V'hanim shulchu, he explains in detail, kilu beis Yehuda v'toshev, the two shvatim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, toshev lo mahaloi, ani lo devakti me'obde gilul, we did not stray. V'yesh bi ba'li chochmo madal lohanik oisi me'cholev chochma satoira. And we have among us Talmidei Chachamim who nurture us. We the two shvatim are deserving that we return to the Beis HaMikdash. Now here are the key words. Uve'avuri, and therefore in my merit, yoshuvu gam heimo li'artzam. Let the Aseres HaShvatim come back with us. The Yisku, let them also merit Lebinyin Beis HaMikdash. So even though they are not deserving on their own, we're asking you, Hashem, to do us a favor, that in our merit, you should allow the Aseres HaShvatim to be restored to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Geula. And when we made such a statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very pleased. Hashem has the greatest nachas when we show our concern for others, not just for ourselves. Also, you see, us hoisa mishtabachas lufnei hanaros. Then we were praised in front of the nations of the world. The omra. And she said, Klal Yisrael said, Oz kishadibarti hadvar mo'il l'hayisi b'enav, when I made this statement, and I was an advocate on behalf of the Aseres HaShvatim, yikora v'nichbedes, I was honored. Kiderech shemeyakrim l'machzeres achar shalom, like a person who seeks peace. He is held in high esteem in the eyes of the world. U'moitzeis oiso, and someone who seeks and succeeds in finding peace. Ki huta be'enav mashayiz shahayisi machzeres achar shalom hakroiva. Hashem was gratified. He was pleased in this, that I wanted to do good for the Aseres HaShvatim. V'anim shalhu l'achod m'moshul, the nimshul is obvious. So to review, we hear Pasuk Yud, it's the end of the conversation between us and the Kaddish, between the two Shvatim, the 10 Shvatim and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Let's review with the sequence of events. According to the Mitzudos David, the two Shvatim say to Kaddish Baruch Hu, we are certain that we will merit redemption because we have been loyal to you, and you have already promised us, and you have expressed the fact that you will redeem us in the last psalm. pasukim and in the last parakim. But Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not only us. It's more than just us. What's going to be with the Aseres HaShvatim? They're long gone. They've gone into exile 200 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon. So Hashem says, response, well, it depends. There's only that much I can do for them. If they have behaved themselves in Golis, they've behaved as a Choyma, I will redeem them together with you. I will be for them a Chtiras Kosef. But if they have not behaved themselves, they have been a Delas, they have allowed the nations of the world to infiltrate into their numbers, I'm sorry. Hashem says there's nothing I can do for them. There's nothing I can do. They're not going to merit redemption. Maybe I'll protect them a little bit, but the protection is going to be minimal. It's not going to be better than a Luach or as a piece of wood. Klal Yisrael responds, okay, it's correct, they do not have their own merit, but do it for us. Do it for us. If you truly love us, you'll do us a favor, because we cannot see ourselves returning to the Beis Hamikdash without our younger sister. Ani chayma, Ribbono Shel Olam, I, the two shvatim, we are a wall. We have done what you want. We have fulfilled your conditions. Even though Shaddai Kamigdolos, even though we are mature. Shaddai Mikdal means we are people who have a terrible Yetzihara. The Yetzihara is burning with us. We have Shaddaiim that are Kimigdalos, and this is an expression which means we are an object which attracts the Yetzihara. We're a target for the Yetzihara, and it's extremely difficult to overcome this taiva, and we have succeeded in doing so. And in that merit, we're demanding, not only do you redeem us, you redeem our younger sister, the Aseres HaShvatim, even though they are not deserving on their own. Right. When I made this statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I'm very proud of you. I'm proud that you have concern for your younger sister. Also, at that moment in time, Hayisi, I was be'enav. I was in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a diplomat. Not just a diplomat that has a good reputation. Kimoitzeis shalom, a person who has succeeded in making peace between two enemies. And there's no greater covenant, there's no greater ish mechubad in this world, an ish yakar, an ish mechubad, like a person who succeeds in being moitzeis, finding peace between two fighting enemies. And when we made this request, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had great satisfaction. Yeah. Hey, let's finish up. Yeah. Yes.
The Aseres HaShvatim didn't come afterwards.
Say it again?
The Aseres HaShvatim.
Yes, it came. Yes, but.
So why does he speak
absolutely,
about
but the entire Sefer is built on the fact that what Shlomo HaMelech is writing is Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. This is prophecy. It's all alluding to what's going to happen in the future. It's all Ruach HaKodesh according to all of the interpretations. Okay, let's finish up very quickly. Rashi says, Pasuk Yadi Chayma, Chazaka Ba'avas Adi, I am strong in my love for HaKodesh Baruch Hu, V'shadai Kamigdolos, Elu Rashi L'shitaso refers, again, Rashi is not discussing a conversation between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, the two Shvatim and the ten Shvatim. It's just a general discussion, conversation between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael declares that we have been strong in our Emunah in through Golos and Chazaka Behavas Todi. I am strong in my love for the Shrach, Bishrek in the Golos, Elu Bote Kinesil, Sabote Midrashos, Hamaniki Messishol, Bidvar Torah. The Bote Midrashos and Bote Kinesilos are called the Shaddaiim. They are the Shaddaiim of Klal Yisrael. This difference than what Rashi said before, that the Shaddaiim is the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, or the Shaddaiim is the Talmidei Chachamim, or the Shaddaiim is the Avbezdin and the Reish Galusa. The Shaddaiim here is also being used in reference to the Batei Kinesius, the Batei Midrashos. From these locations comes forth the nourishment of Klal Yisrael. Us, then, the Omri Zos, Hayisi Be'enav, Ki Motzei Shalom, Ki Kala, like a bride, Hanimtseis, that finds Shalema, Umotzei Shalom, Bebeis Bala, like a Kala that is peaceful, that is complete, that is viewed to be perfect in the eyes of her husband. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu had great satisfaction. Okay, I want to finish this pasuk, give them the Targum very quickly, to finish up so we can go on tomorrow. The next pasuk, Misiva Kenishta, the Yisrael, pasuk in the Targum, they respond, the Amaris, and she says, Ano Tekifa Bipiskami Araisa, I am strong. I am strong in the study, in the laws of the Torah, Kishur like a wall, Uvonai, my children, chasinin, they are mighty, kimigdala, like towers. So Shaddai, Targum uniquely says, refers to my children. Okay, Shaddai are the children. Why are children of the Shaddaiim? It's not clear. I don't know why. Why would you call the children the Shaddaiim? The parent is normally the Shaddaiim. But the Shaddai, my banai chasidin kimigdala, like towers. They're the ones who but they're not the ones who give. They're the takers, not the givers. The Shaddaiim are the givers. Okay, maybe like you said before, is we call Talmidai Yoisa Mikulam, the ones that. Okay, but it refers here to the children. Okay, they nurse. Kimigdala uvalchu zimna. And at that time, at that moment, the Talmud when Klal Yisrael makes the statement, tehei kinisha b'Yisrael mashkecha rachamin. Klal Yisrael, this refers to the time of Mashiach, finds rachamim beinei moraha, in the eyes of her master Hashem. V'hoin shalim b'shlama kol doirei ara, and they would say shalom. Targum very interestingly translates their mavakesh v'doirei shalom l'chol amo. The last pasuk of the Megillah is Mordechai. Mordechai rotsu l'roi ve'chav v'doirei shalom l'chol amo. Here it's even better. It's for the entire world. Maybe the drush is that when you only rotsu l'roi ve'chav for the majority, you're limited in who you can be doirei shalom. It's a l'chol zara. But when you're good, when you're complete, when you might say shalom, when you are 100%, then you doirei shalom, not just l'chol zaroi, you doirei shalom l'chol the whole world, the whole world. Mordechai was only roiv. He was not shalom. It was roiv. So then it's l'chol zaroi, the doirei shalom. Here it's going to be doirei shalom for the entire world. So this is going to be the Klal Yisrael's role. This also is a topic of discussion, that what will be the role of Klal Yisrael at the time of Mashiach. They're going to be an Or La'amim. In Golis, Klal Yisrael is focused on survival. We don't really have much room, much time, and much energy to seek out the good and welfare of the entire world. We're busy just surviving. If we have some extra time, so we'll do some outreach to the Mekarev Achenu B'nei Yisrael, who are unfortunately not with the program. We do a lot for the world. Der Hagaf, not with Kavana. That's not the primary. That's not the focus. It's not the focus. It's not. We don't go out looking to make gerim. But when Mashiach comes, that's this powerful stuff. Us, at the time of Mashiach, the role of Klal Yisrael is going to be one that's going to be Doreish Shalom. We're going to be Moitzeis Shalom to the entire world. That's what the Targum says. All right, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow we will continue with Pasuk Yud Aleph. Only a few more Pasukim left.